Unit 8 Test. Exercise 1.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's class. Do you have communication problems when you learn a new language? I lived in Greece for many years. The Greek language has a different alphabet from English, and it was difficult for me to learn it. I could have conversations and make phone calls, but sometimes I had to write an email, and that was very hard. Lucy, do you have a story to share?
Yes, thanks. Well, my dad had to learn German for his job. He studied German grammar every day. He could write emails, and he sent text messages in German. Then our family went to Germany to visit our cousins and to do some sightseeing. The first time we went to a cafe, we waited for Dad to order the drinks, but he couldn't talk to the waiter.
Thanks, Lucy. Pedro?
Last year, I came to the UK. I couldn't speak English fluently, but I was confident and I wanted to have conversations with native speakers. I stayed in Glasgow in Scotland. Well, it was sometimes very difficult to understand the way people speak there. They say I for yes and nay for no. And they often finish sentences with but. I had to say, sorry, I don't understand all the time.
Thanks, Pedro. Seb?
I went on holiday to Spain last year. Before I went, I found a Spanish textbook. It was a boring book, but I studied it every day for a month, and I decided I knew Spanish. But nobody in Spain could understand me. My dad laughed when he saw the textbook. He said, "The book is from the 1960s. It was your grandfather's."